9.10 Safety Features. 9.10.1 Headrests. One of the most overlooked safety features in your vehicle is the headrests. Believe it or not, it's not just for comfort, but is a very important safety device. If your headrest is not properly adjusted and you are involved in a crash, your head will actually snap back. I'm sure you've heard of the term whiplash. The headrest should always be adjusted so that it fits right along the center of the back of your head. 9.10.2 Airbags. The invisible safety feature in most newer cars today is the airbag. Airbags are designed to soften the force of impact during a crash. Many manufacturers are also installing side and head airbags as well. Airbags absorb only the initial impact in a crash. If you are involved in a crash where your vehicle hits more than one object, it's only effective during the initial impact. There is still a danger of sustaining injuries from a secondary collision. Airbags are more effective in certain types of crashes than others. They're more effective in a head-on collision versus a crash that occurs from an angle. The airbag alone is not adequate protection. It will only do its job if combined with properly worn and properly adjusted headrest and safety belt. How does an airbag work? There is this little sensor installed somewhere in front of the driver under the hood. If this section of the vehicle is jarred by a collision, the sensor sends a message to the airbag to activate. Have you ever seen an airbag activate? On television, when you see an airbag deploy, they show it in super, super slow motion. It looks like the airbag stays inflated for a long period of time, but it's not. Did you know that an airbag inflates and deflates in the time it takes you to blink your eye? Approximately a tenth of a second. Why is that? If the airbag stayed inflated after the initial impact in a crash, you wouldn't be able to see. So the airbag inflates and deflates quickly so you can avoid having a second collision. A second collision may occur if your vehicle bounces off the car you crashed with and starts heading for a cliff or tree. The airbag deflating quickly allows you to steer away from the other object you're about to hit. In 2008, an estimated 2,546 lives were saved by airbags. From 1987 to 2008, a total of 27,840 lives were saved. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2008 Occupant Protection. There are actually some dangers associated with airbags. Let's put a few things in perspective. The airbag is a very important safety feature in your car, but like anything else, it could have an adverse effect if not properly used. Because of the force produced when the airbag inflates, it could cause injuries or death to small children and even to adults. Here are some basic precautions you should follow. Position your seat as far away from the airbag as possible. Don't sit any closer than 10 inches from the steering wheel. Place children and special child seats in the back seat. If you absolutely must place a child on the front seat, move the seat as far back as it will go. If you don't think you can follow these guidelines, you might have one other option. Some newer cars allow you to install a kill switch to disconnect your passenger side airbags. If your car doesn't have that feature, you can take it to your dealership or an authorized mechanic. However, keep in mind you must get permission from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration before you install a kill switch or deactivate the airbag. 9.10.3 Safety Belts and Child Seats. The law requires that any child younger than 8 years of age be restrained in an approved child passenger safety seat unless the child is at least 4 feet 9 inches in height. Additionally, no one younger than 18 years old may ride in the open bed of a vehicle or trailer unless it's the only vehicle owned by the household. In choosing a safety seat for your child, remember three important points. It must have a seal of federal approval, it must fit properly in your car, and it must be the proper size for your child. And remember, never place a child's safety seat in the front seat of any vehicle. Deaths of children in collisions have occurred at speeds of less than 10 miles per hour. So be safe and always secure your child in a federally approved safety seat in the back seat of the car. Front seat belts are required equipment if seat belt anchorages were part of the original equipment of your automobile. This applies to most cars on the road today. The law requires all occupants of a vehicle, no matter what their age, to be secured by a safety belt, no matter where they are seated in the vehicle. The law also prohibits a motorcycle operator from carrying a passenger under the age of 5 unless the child is seated in a sidecar attached to the motorcycle. If you're involved in a collision, your safety belts are designed to keep you well within the safety zone within your car. This helps you maintain better control of the vehicle to avoid secondary collisions. By making the impact of the first crash work on you sooner, belts give you the benefit of decreasing stopping distance while dissipating the forces of the impact quickly. The belt takes the brunt of the impact instead of your body taking it by flying through glass and steel. According to a recent research report from the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, seatbelts save 13,000 lives in the United States each year. Meanwhile, the NHTSA estimates that 7,000 U.S. car crash fatalities would have been avoided if the victims had been wearing belts. Remember to wear lap belts around your hips, not your stomach. Fasten them snugly. Wear a shoulder belt only with a lap belt. Don't just use your safety belt for long trips or high-speed highways. More than half the crashes that cause injury or death happen at speeds less than 40 miles per hour and within 5 miles of home. Nationally in 2008, an estimated 55% of all vehicle occupants killed in crashes were unbelted, for which restraint use was known. The statistics are even more alarming for pickup truck drivers. In 2008, 67% of the pickup truck drivers killed in traffic crashes were not using restraints. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, estimates if all passenger vehicle occupants over age 4 wore safety belts, 17,402 lives, that is an additional 4,152, could have been saved in 2008. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2008, Occupant Protection. 9.10.4, Protecting Children. Are you aware that traffic crashes are the number one killer of young children in this country? This is a very serious issue. In 2008, there were 297 passenger vehicle occupant fatalities among children under 5 years of age. An estimated 32% were unrestrained. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2008, Children. A child who is required to be secured in a child safety seat should always be secured in the rear seat of the vehicle. A child is allowed to be secured in the front seat of the vehicle only if there is no rear seat, the rear seats are side-facing jump seats, the rear seats are rear-facing seats, the restraint system cannot be installed properly in the rear seat, all rear seats are occupied by children under the age of 12 years, medical reasons necessitate that the child not ride in the rear, proof of the child's medical condition may be required. A child may not ride in the front seat of a motor vehicle with an active passenger airbag if they are under 1 year of age, weigh less than 20 pounds, or riding in a rear-facing child passenger restraint system. Remember, the back seat is generally the safest place in the car for all children 12 years of age or younger. 9.10.4.1, Child Restraint Use and Benefits. Research on the effectiveness of child safety seats has found them to reduce fatal injury by 71% for infants less than 1 year old and by 54% for toddlers 1 to 4 years old in passenger cars. For infants and toddlers in light trucks, the corresponding reductions are 58% and 59% respectively. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2008, Children. The most important safety feature on your vehicle is safety belts. If the seatbelt is broken or under the seat and not accessible to the passenger, then the driver may not take a passenger in the car. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure when you have a passenger in the car that they have a seatbelt available to them.